This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, we've already made it into the middle of November, and it's an early Thanksgiving, less than a week away. The first half of this month has brought us a variety of weather in the form of wind, fog, and unusual warmth and cold, but really not much in the way of precipitation. Most farms have received less than a quarter inch, which is under 25% of normal for the first half of November, and this is normally one of our wetter months in the Columbia Basin. But if you still need to catch up on some late fall field work, you're in luck, as mostly dry weather is likely this weekend, all the way through Thanksgiving Day. We may have to deal with another round of freezing fog, though, as a high-pressure ridge builds across the Pacific Northwest Sunday into Wednesday. The weather pattern then starts to become more active Thursday, which should eliminate the stagnant conditions. Our next chance for some light rain may not arrive until late Saturday or Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. Now, yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued the outlook for December and also for January through March. It's calling for temperatures to average above normal for the next 4 months. And at this time, they're less confident if precipitation will be above or below normal in the Pacific Northwest, but are more confident of wet conditions in the southern tier of states, which is typical of an El Nino pattern. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.